Italian first, a Denver tradition.
Make a legal Pete's your choice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Visit us for a drink. Happy hour happens every day from 3 to 8 p.m. When you find yourself hungry after the game, pay us a visit. We serve food late night every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Need a delicious breakfast burrito before you start your day? We serve breakfast as early as 7 a.m. every single weekday until 1 p.m. on weekends. Need catering for your next event? Illegal Pete's caters all events. Visit IllegalPete's.com for more information. Illegal Pete's, deliciously different.
All Seas Collectibles is Aurora's longest running collectible shop. Bring in your collection to All Seas and let their experts make you an offer. No collection is too big or too small for All Seas Collectibles. All Seas is also home to a new gaming arena, the biggest and best in Colorado. Open late, All Seas Gaming Arena welcomes gamers of all levels. So stop by and game on. Whether it's cards, comics, autographs, or all things gaming, All Seas is your home for collectibles. Family owned and operated, All Seas is located off 225 in Mississippi, right next to the Burlington Coat Factory.
Welcome to Yanni's at the Landmark, where you can experience some of life's simple pleasures, like a fabulous Greek salad or an amazing Euro sandwich to be enjoyed with an ice-cold Greek beer and an ouzo sidecar. At Yanni's, you can step up your gastronomic experience by trying one of our many nightly specials, like Greek-style lamb chops or, my favorite, Garidis Turkolimono, shrimp, complimented with one of our fine Greek wines. So call for reservations at 303-692-0404 or visit our website, yannisatthelandmark.com. Opa!
Fusion International, the most successful wellness company in Latin America with over $1 million in sales last year, is now open for business here in the USA. Massive opportunity for those people who want to change their finances, supplement their current income, college fund, or retirement. Be your own boss, work part-time or full-time. Create a residual income stream of $2,000 per month or week in the next 2 months with our proven training system. For more information, call David, 303-619-4100.
You need to get your daily Broncos fix at MileHighReport.com. For over 10 years, Mile High Report has been the best place to get Broncos news, analysis, and opinion for Broncos fans by Broncos fans. And you too can get involved with their daily polls, writing a comment, or by writing a fan post of your own. Want more? Listen to daily Broncos podcasts from Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Shapiro. With over 25 million page views each year, there's no better place on the web to get your Broncos fix than MileHighReport.com.
1340 KDZO Denver, 1047 K284 CI Denver, 1570 KVAM Loveland, 1013 K267 CD Loveland.
Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
That makes it even better.
That's why the rule is there's generally no talking in the men's bathroom.
I didn't know he was in there.
That doesn't matter. It's kind of, the men's bathroom is a sacred place. There
I
are
was
rules.
Practicing karaoke.
Singing show tunes.
Well, I mean, I gotta sing something.
What was he singing, Alex? Just a bunch of la 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Okay.
La 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 la. Do you know that song?
It sounds
la 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 la. No. That's the other, like, you know, the Lolo song, where you like joke with someone and make a joke, and all of a sudden, like the Rick Astley, "Never Gonna Give You Up."
Okay.
And then the other one is that.
Oh, that was by the Russian guy, right?
Yeah, he died.
I think I have heard that song. Yes.
La, 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 la,
yeah, it's just, this
la,
is him doing la 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 la.
La, 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 la.
I've seen the video. It's very funny. It's very cheesy. Looks like it was shot in 1962.
You know, there's so I can't think of what I was singing. I think I was singing something Beatles. I think I was singing Beatley.
Beatley?
Yeah.
Something Beatley?
Yeah. Something, I don't know, something, I don't know, something weird. I certainly wasn't singing it like it should have been.
But that's what happens. You go in there, you're just singing, you think you're by yourself.
I was by myself. The next thing I know.
Wasn't bathroom music.
Toilet
flushes. Was not bathroom music.
There is no bathroom music.
Yeah, there is one bathroom music.
Oh, God. That is elevator music. which makes me mad because that's such a cool song. Like, it's a great song. Tall and tan and young and lovely.
So you're, okay, okay, Latino song, Fiesta Friday.
It's a Brazilian.
Yeah, Latinos.
Okay. Yeah, I like that song.
See, in South America, part of South America is Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Large part.
Yeah, big part. You know, that's elevator music. But that's why rules exist in the men's bathroom. There's no talking in the men's bathroom.
Well, I wasn't talking. I was singing.
Well, you're not really supposed to be singing in the men's.
I didn't realize that Alex, he snuck in there.
The men's bathroom is supposed to be a sacred place to just go do your thing and then leave without distractions of music and talking or phones.
Duty.
Just go do your duty and be gone. Unless you're at home, then your own bathroom, you can do whatever you want. Sit there, read a magazine, sing at the top of your lungs, talk to yourself,
do
whatever. But public bathrooms for men, no.
All right.
Those are rules. What are you looking for?
Sports.
No, we got things.
I got things. We got things. What were you going to talk about?
Well, one.
You tell me and I'll tell you at the same time. Are you ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Joey Retaliation baseball. See, we were talking about the same thing.
Okay.
That's how great minds think alike. It might have been psychicism.
It could have been.
Psychicism? We had a schism right there.
Psychicism?
A psychism?
Just, it could have been psychic.
Psychism, yes.
Again.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was watching, and I don't know if you had a chance to talk about this last night.
No, I didn't.
But I was watching the Toronto Blue Jays replays, and they're playing the Atlanta Braves. And I've never been a fan of the Atlanta Braves because they are just arrogant jerks.
They insist on themselves.
They do. They insist on themselves. So, anyway, Joey Bats hits a home run, and he does the bat flip.
Yeah, of course. Down 8-3.
And I will say, okay, yeah, he was down 8-3. But I will say this, when it comes to baseball, I will buy into your theory that they probably most likely definitely have way more fun at baseball games, both on the field and off the field, in South America, in Latin countries.
Oh, yeah.
They just really enjoy themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Bat flips. Even in Japan, you see, like, they're doing all these crazy.
Well, something you saw from Herman Marquez today, mm-hmm. or yesterday when he was pitching, was he thought he got a pitch and he didn't get it. He started hopping around like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
they're more expressive.
Yes.
And I like the bat flip. I don't care if you're down I don't care if you're down 10-1. You hit a home run, be excited. Flip your bat. But no, you can't flip your bat because then they're going to come and throw at you and everyone gets all pissy and then they have a bench clearing. You know, no, there wasn't a brawl. I mean, no one really fights in baseball
anymore.
But
actually, they did the last year. When someone was playing against Toronto and
took
it right to the face.
And
that's
that was
the way
Joey Bats,
it.
Yeah. But I just don't understand why these other baseball players, these old the stick in the muds, they get so uptight about it, and particularly the Braves, because they somehow consider themselves the policemen of baseball when the rest of us are basically telling Atlanta, shut up and go home. You guys aren't good anymore. And by the way, when you were good, you only won one World Series, so.
Well, let me
eat a bag of.
It's funny that you mentioned this because I was reading an article today from Buster Olney, from ESPN.
Okay.
And he was talking about this very thing about retaliation. And some of the things he was saying is, you know, is it really that smart to be retaliating? Not because you can hit somebody in the head and kill them or something, but here's what happened. Terran, who is the pitcher, he was the one who buzzed two pitches by him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he finally hit him, goes to first base, nothing. And then what happens after that? He gets run after three innings. And as he says here, and he says what happened is, he said, well, what's the point of the retaliation? And he says, he quotes a longtime broadcaster. He said, how much was he thinking about retaliatory strike and instead of preparing to actually face Toronto? And he said this, and he even went on further. He said, Earl Weaver,
mm-hmm.
would you consider him one of the best managers of all time?
Sure. Okay. The old Orioles manager.
He told his pitchers not to throw at people. So they would not retaliate. He said, don't retaliate. And the reason why he said, and what they, how he said it, he said, don't retaliate because then you'll hit one of my guys and they'll get hurt.
No, that's
true. And if you hurt one of, if my guys get hurt because of something you did, we're going to have problems.
You know the way to retaliate?
Is by hitting a home run.
Yes. Or you pull a page out of Mike Shanahan's book.
Run up the score.
Well, you run up the score, but even better, you during warm-ups, you'd go over to John Elway and say, throw a football and hit Al Davis in the head,
mm-hmm.
which John Elway promptly did.
Yes.
Didn't hit him in the head, but came darn close, right. Scared the heck out of Al Davis. So that's what you do. You do it before the game or after.
Yeah, definitely. So but he'll, going to this point about the Orioles. So in his first 11 years as manager, how many times – so these are the times that he – that his team hit other batters. Second fewest in 69 – Fewest, tied for fewest, second fewest, seventh fewest, and then tied for fewest. And that's 10 years. Isn't that incredible?
Well, I mean.
And they were one of the top teams getting hit, too, so they weren't doing anything. But what you notice is that they just wanted to go on and win, and they actually finished in the with Earl Weaver in that career. He finished with a better overall record than the Cincinnati Reds of the same era.
The Big Red Machine.
Yes. The Big Red Machine actually had one less than the Orioles did.
But they had a lot more Hall of Famers on that team. I mean, the Reds had more Hall of Famers on their team. And they were
forced to be.
The
Reds had a lot of people, yes.
They were forced to be reckoned with. But, that makes sense. You're not wasting your time throwing at other batters. And if you're going to throw at another batter, do it first pitch out and be done with it.
Well, that's what he did this time. I mean, if you're talking about it, he did throw. He missed the first pitch. If you miss the first pitch, you don't get. I don't think you should have a second chance.
Right. If you don't hit him in the back with a slow curve on the first pitch, you lose your chance.
And the other thing about it is, and this is stupid, and I agree with you, it's stupid, but that's the correct way to hit somebody is to get him low in the leg.
Yeah.
So he's not throwing it.
You know.
So Baltimore was pretty good this time, playing in the World Series four times, at one more games than any team in those 14 years. With a 13-06 and .885 record, winning percentage of .596, the Reds were second at .571.
And they did it all without having to retaliate. There's nothing good comes from it.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.